Tishrin Yivamos Lamin to El Heitav Shin Lamed Vav Lamed Tishrei Heitav Shin Lamed Vav
September 1st, 1975.
So now we have to teach this that Gimel Mitzvah is Taimen Yikasu Rachmenu Olel. So the Moras Kashi is now. It seems that we learn out from the posse, Yishol Achisol is Tikach Yisrael, Yidal Yisrael Voso Olel, and Olel is mentioned in the parasha of Yivim Yivom Yovel Olel. So we learn out that when is the Yidin of Yivom Yovel Olel and Shaloi B'Mokim Erbo, but B'Mokim Erbo, in other words, B'Mokim Olel, because Olel is mentioned in connection with Erbo. So then there is a din of Yishol Achisol Yisikach Yitzchayim. So the Erbo is Asura and the Tzora is Asura. Only because of the Gzeres HaKosh, because of the Gzeres Tov, of Aleo Aleo. Otherwise, I would say that even the Achis Yisho is Nifeles Yibim, so the brother, the surviving brother, has to be Miyabim the Achis Yisho, the Erbo. On what basis? But it's a love and it's a chorus. So apparently not for the special Gzeres HaKosu, that one is not allowed to be miyabn an erbo. I would say that the essay of Yivomo Yovi Oleo is Deiche, the love of erbo, even a love of chorus. So that means that the general principle is that an essay is Deiche leiz shevi chorus. How do we know it? That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says that Leisa Sekreide, we have in Mokia, we have a general principle that the Leisa Sekreide, so it is there. So Teisa says Kashe Vitevelari Vinoli Ho. So Tesis says, Akashi, how does the Gemara know that the Tanya of the Braise, when he says in Vishenema, Yivomo Yobi Oleo, so Talmud Leima Oleo, that the Kavone of the Tane, the Kavone of the Tane of the Price is that if not for the special Gzeres HaKosu, that there is Yobi of Oleo, so then I would say that the essay of Yivim should be Deiche, the Yisar Erbo, of course. Maybe the Pshat in the Tane of the Price is something else. The Tanya of the Braise doesn't mean that if not for the Gzeres HaKosu of Aleo, so then I would say that Achis Yisho is Mishabemis. But on the contrary, that the Tanya of the Braise holds that there is no posik other than this posik of Aleo, which tells us that an essay is Deich Eleis Hashesh Bekor. And the only mokir for the Haloche that an essay can be Deich Eleis Bekor is this posik. It is posik. But except for this posik, there is no mokia that an essay is the Yichel is Eseshiyesh Bekoris. Now, if there is no mokia, so what would I say if there hadn't been this posik? Now, and there is no other mokia. The Tanya of the Braise holds that there is no other mokia in the Torah which tends to imply that an essay is the Yichel is Eseshiyesh. So, Mele, if there hadn't been this posik, so then I certainly would say essay is not the Yichel is Eseshiyesh Bekoris. Now, so then the question arises, why does the Torah have to say Oleo that is not allowed to be Miyam and Achis Yisho? But even if the Torah did not say Oleo, I would say there is no other source that an essay should be the Yichel is Bekoris. So why did the Torah have to say Oleo? So obviously the reason is why the Torah mentioned Oleo. in other words, that one is not allowed to be miyabim. A lazy says one is not allowed to be miyabim. And Achisisho is to tell us that in any other place, this pasuk itself tells us that in any other place, an essay is the Echalizish because. But here, and that's the reason as to why the Torah tells us, here it's not the Echal. So in other words, the effect of the Xerasakos of Valeo is, Dafki here it's not the Echal. This is an exception. But in the other place, an essay is the Echalizish because. Maybe that's the pshat in the Bible. And we find something like that in connection with Shabbat Ishmael. So the Gemara tries to say that an essay generally, an essay is the Echalizish because the Torah tells us, Likabi Kibudave, that a Shabbat Ishmael, Kulm Chayom Vichveid, that one is not mechuyev to listen to a father when it's in conflict with the Isha Shabbos. So that's mashma that in any other Indian. So an essay is the say even a leis is yes because, but kibudav not. So just as the Gemara tries to explain this pasuk, that the reason as to why the Torah had to spell out that one should not pay attention to what the father says, if he tells his son to be Michal Shabbos. So it's mashma that in any other place an essay can be the Yechel Eishes Hashem B'Koreh. But here, Kibudav not. So here, maybe it's the same shot is this Braise. Not that the Tana of the Braise means that if not for the Xeras HaKotzev of Aleo, so then I would say that an essay is the Yechel Elisha's recurrence. No, on the contrary, maybe the pshat in the kavone of the Tana in the price is that if there is no source for the halacha that says the Elisha's recurrence other than this posik itself of Aleo. So mainly the Tana says if there hadn't been the posik of Aleo, so then I would say that the essay is not the Elisha's recurrence. But if that is so why does the Torah have to say Aleo that one is not allowed to be Yam Nachis Isho? There is no other source that an essay could be the Echalish Yikores. So Meheich Ateise Achis Isho should be different. So why does the Torah have to tell us that Achis Isho he cannot be Yam? Without even the Torah didn't tell us that Achis Isho he cannot be Yam, I would say that he cannot be Yam because we have no Mokir that an essay could be the Echalish Yikores. So we have to draw the conclusion that the reason as to why that the, when the Torah tells us that the mitzvah of him is not the Yichel, the leisis of Elvo, a leisis shebe kores, so the Torah in effect tells us only in this case the essay of him is not the Yichel leisis kores, but in any other similar situation. Where there is a conflict between an essay and the chorus, then the essay would be the Eche. So this is the only mokia for our loche the essay the Eche is the chorus. This is what he says. We take a look. The only ho name the lavo leo namachis is on the abenis. The essay the Eche is the chorus. It means. So what does it mean? The essay of the chorus. Except for this Xeras HaKotzev of Aleo, I would say ain essay the Eche is the chorus. Because the Gemara is midayik from the lotion of the Braise that says Shimeyani Afilu Baachas, my Livishenema Yivom Yovi Aleph. And then the price says Shemianif Bachat Plaraisa Muzbatiro. And the price hasn't even mentioned the Xerasakos of the Xerashava Valel. And still the price says Shemiani, am I not supposed to assume that Afil Bachat Plaraisa Muzbatiro without mentioning the Xerasakos of Valel? So this lotion of the price tends to imply that the Tana of the price assumes that if not with the Xerasakos of Valel, I would say that the essay of him is Deiche, the laces of El. Vichitema da Shemeya ni the price kapos, the mashma lishne, the lavale of Nidoche, because the price uses the Loshin Shemeya ni before it even mentioned the exerts of Kosovo Valel. Im kei, my mishane robe, be safe maskone, alba kupole, it's like a ko, it's like a ko. So, but one of Shech, so then you can ask the Kashi, even according to Maskona of the Gemara. The Gemara, Maskona of the Gemara is that insofar as the Achis Yishor self is concerned, then it goes without saying that without an Exerzakos of, I would say that the Esser of Yivn is Nadeich Edelaisis of Elvo, and there is no Yivn of an Elvo. But we need Exerzakos of Oleo to be advised that even the Tzoras Elvo cannot be Misyamemes. But if we are going to take to understand the Shemeya Ani literally, then it will be difficult even according to Maskon of the Gemara, because this Loshin Shemeya Ani purports to say that without Oleo, I would say Afil Bachas Mikol Arayis Amuret Mateo, that means the RSL, I would say that has to be Misya Bemes. But this is not so according to Maskon of the Gemara. So what must we say? That we cannot understand this expression of Shemeyani literally. If you think that Shemeyani the price of Paul, Mashu Shidavo Lava Midoke, in the Mamma Shano Hobby, we see Maskolia with Gulitz and Ko, as the one because Elo Alcoho Shemeyani loved of it. Vioche Komar, we cannot take it literally. Vore Komar, in Tim Tulema, the Doche of Sivola. So what must we say according to Maskolia of Robin? So what does the Tana mean when he says Shemeyani? But how Shemeyani? Even without Olel. So I would know that the Achis Isha herself cannot be Misyamemes. I would only say that the Tzoras Achis Isha Misyamemes. But Achis Isha, there wouldn't even be such a Salgadaitoch. So why does the Vaisa say Shemeyani? I would say. So we must say that we can't interpret it literally. That the pshat, the price of Shemeyani is that, in other words, even if Vortomach im Timzoleima vidoche oksivoleo. So when the time the price is said, if you assume, for argument's sake, if you assume that there is Trie, but here there's a Gesakosuf, but I'll leave it the MS, there is no Trie in the Lav Shiesh Bikores. So we may lay even without the Leo. The Elvo herself couldn't be Misya Bemes. So Mimele, why couldn't the Gemara give the Teretz when the Gemara has the Kashe? When the Gemara has the Kashe, the Tana of the Braise appears to imply that if not with the Zachosuf of Aleo, I would say that there should be him. That means that generally speaking, an essay is Deiche Elishish Mekores, but where do we have that Smokir? Why doesn't the Gemara give the Teretz? The Tana of the Braise, on the contrary, means that there is no mokir other than Oleo, that an essay she is the Yechelish Bekores. But the only mokir for this aloche, that an essay generally is the Yechelish Bekores, is this Oleo. Because, except for Oleo, there is no other Zerzakosu, that an essay is the Yechelish Bekores. So why does the Torah have to tell us that it cannot be Miyam, the Alvo? And Mehichatei say it couldn't be Miyam, the price has to tell us. So why the Pusik has to tell us that he cannot be Miyam? So obviously, this Pusik itself of Aleo tells us here he cannot be Miyam, but in any other situation of a conflict between an essay and a Leishim Kores, so an essay, so the Leishim Kores is Nitre. Lakosh me'alala kokom and tefim le'im tim tzolim le'docha oksiv Aleo u'miyuit la'avlocha. So why doesn't the Gemara explain the Tana of the price of that way? Veimari, di bi alamei neset echelizin shebikores, vehavale li tane, li midrash oleo li isur, vli tztorech li gufei, אלא לשמינון, לשמינון דבר מדוח, הוולי למדרש לתרא, נאמר כאן הולל, ונאמר להם הולל, מה להל מאחיס איש, אף כאן ואיחס אישו. ויאמר רחמונה, יבוא מיובי הולל, ומסתבטרי ממדרש אוכה, ולהתמקרו לגוף גופי. ודאי צורך שבחייתנה איזה דיחה לאיזה שביקורת ולצורך כל התארה ולאורך איש דורס ולגופה לאיסור סתי דגיסה זה סבר לא because we have it there shall the Torah says in the parasha of Yivim Yivom Yov Elel and then we have Elel mentioned in the posik in the Yisrael of Achisish Yisrael Achisho Yisikach Yitzchei Yitalis Arvos Elel Chayim so that means that we have to dash an Gzeres Shaveh. Now there are two possible ways of applying the Gzeres Shaveh. One way of applying the Gzeres Shaveh is Leteire. One way of applying the Gzeres Shaveh is Leisure. Is Leisure. Now, so let's say, what did Teisur say? What did he ask? Maybe the Pshat in the Braise, the Kavone of the Tana of the Braise is that if the Enoch Name, if the Torah hadn't mentioned Gzeres HaKosuf, the Gzeres Shaveh of Aleo, then I would say there is certainly no Tchiyah Nalesi Sheh because. But then the question arises, why does the Torah have to tell us Exer Shoveh of Aleo Leisure that Yibm is Deseh of Yibm is not Deche. The Leisah Seh of Elvo Meichet Eiseh Chubi Deche that the Torah has to tell us it's not Deche. So one possible way of interpreting the Exer Shoveh is that it's Leisure. In other words, the Posik tells us this in this case there is no Triye. But in any other case there is Triye. So in other words, so actually if we interpret the Gzeres Shoveh that way, so then it means that the whole Gzeres HaKosuf of Aleo was mentioned not Ligufi. Not for the purpose of advising us a certain deal in connection with him. Because that deal in connection with him, even the Torah hadn't mentioned the Gzeres HaKosuf of Aleo, I would know it because there is no other mokeya for the deal that the Nesek can be the relation because. So the purpose of that Gzeres Shoveh, of that Gzeres HaKosuf, would be not Ligufei, but in other places. In other words, the Torah tells us here there is no tri. Thus implying, but in any other place, there is Triye. Analysis is yes, because. This is the effect of the Gzeres Shoveh. If we apply the Gzeres Shoveh, lay Yisur. But there is another possible interpretation. That the Pshat, the effect of the Gzeres Shoveh, is not Yisur, but Leteire. And then, if we are to apply the Gzeres Shoveh Leteire, so then the effect of the Gzeres Shoveh would be ligufe, not limokimacher, but ligufe. In other words, we could say, since the Torah says in the parasha of Yivmolel, and the Torah says in the Yisea of Ishelachim Solisikach Mitzchel Igalis Avoso Oleo Bechayel Oleo, so it mentions. So we could say that the effect of the Gzeres Shoveh is that when is there a nisa of Yishel Achis or Yisikach Litzcheir? Do not marry the Achis Isho. Nor can you marry the Tzor of the Achis Isho. Sheloi bimokim oleo. But bimokim oleo, so Yivomo Yitzivomo Yovi oleo. Let it. Maybe the effect of the Gzeres Shoveh is let it. Is expected to be the latter. So, and then if the effect of the Gzeres Shoveh is latter, so then the purpose of the Gzeres Shoveh is ligufe. In other words, to tell us that by Yidn one can be miyabim even achesish. So, if there is a choice, if we have two alternatives, in other words, the question is how are we to interpret the Gzeres Shoveh, whether Leisure and then the effect of the Gzeres Shoveh would not be for its own sake to advise us a certain din in Yim, because that din in Yim I would know without the Gzeres HaKosuf, Because if the Torah hadn't mentioned the Gzeiros HaKotzer V'Olaor, I would also say that the essay of Yidden cannot be Derech HaElezis Yed V'Kores, because there is no other source for such a din that an essay should be Derech HaElezis Yed V'Kores. So if we apply the Gzeiros HaKotzer V'Olaor, then the Gzeiros HaKotzer has to be applied not L'Mkemei, not for itself, but for the Mokem Ahed. If we apply the Gzeiros HaKotzer Le'etere, then the Gzeiros HaKotzer is needed for itself. Because without the Gzeiros HaKotzer, I would say we have no mokia that an essay is deichen, eleze shevi kores. So the Torah tells us, v'yisho lachizo l'sikach l'tzreir, l'gali salvoso, shaloi b'mokim aleo, but b'mokim aleo, so yivomo yomi aleo, even if it's lachiz isho. So it's more reasonable to apply the Gzeiros HaKotzer le'isure and to apply the Gzeiros HaKotzer le'etere and for its own sake, rather than to apply the Gzeiros HaKotzer le'isure and not for its own sake, but for the Mokemach. So Mele, the Gemara deduced that the Kavone of the Tanna of the Braise is that without a leo, I would say, because of another moker, that an essay is deichel is esheish b'kores. So mele, if there is another moker, another posik, on the score of which we know that generally speaking, so an essay is deichel esheish b'kores. So mele, that gzeras hakosuv of Yisure is needed for its own sake, not le mokemach. This is what he said. Vemeli, di bi almein essay deichel esheish b'kores. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara further dafches est this kind of kashe. How do we know that we have to darshan the oleo dafches on the base? So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Kahn, Mimai the high oleo is sura dilma le tere, Vyore koma rachmoni, Isha achisho li sikach li tzreir, lo yi ve lo yi tzoroso, shelo yi mokim oleo, avu mokim oleo shtei mitori. So the Gemara is that kasha, Rav Asher is of Rav Kahn, how do we know that the Yitzra Shove is to be applied to Yisure? Maybe the Kavones HaTorah is that the Yitzra Shove should be applied Leteire. In other words, V'yishu Achisho Nisikach Litzchei L'Kalis HaVaso, as long as it's not B'mokim Olel, not B'mokim Yiv, but B'mokim Yiv, so then even the Elva herself should be Misyabemis. So then he gave him the teretz. Im kein, so Rav Kahn gave him the teretz. Im kein, legal is over the chodeich mishkachas lo. Im bimokim mitzvah shtei mitoretz. Yishol im bimokim mitzvah shtei mitoretz. Why? Because the posik says the yishol achisol isikach litzchayel. What does litzchayel mean? The Torah. So the Torah in effect says you're not allowed to be legal the elvu dachis yishol herself and also the Torah of dachis yishol. So in other words, two are included, not just one woman, but two women are included. Then the Loshen HaTorah is in the singular, L'Gala is Al-Vosom, so you should say Al-Vosom, Loshen Rabbi, because the Torah says, V'shalachis only Sikach Litzreya. So L'Gala is, that means you shouldn't be Migale, the Alva Dachis Isho, and the Torah of Dachis Isho. So why does it say Ligavle Salvosom? You should say Ligavle Salvosom? Not in the singular, but in the plural, you should say. So we see, so apparently the Torah implies that in certain cases, in certain situations, two are included in Isha. And in other situations, only one woman is included in Isha. Now, if we darshan, so this is what Rav Kahn said. If we darshan the Alfuse, of Aleo, the Gzeiros HaKotzer le'isure, then we can explain both halachas, that in other words, that sometimes two women are included, and sometimes only one woman is included, Lisa. Because according to the Yalfuse of Yisure, so then it means that Bimokim Yivim, both are included in Lisa, the Achisisho and the Tzoras Achisisho, Shaloi Bimokim Yivim, if the Amisu is Lachelim, Linochi, not Bimokim Yivim, so then who is included in Lisa, only the Achisisho, let's say if Ruben and Shimon, in other words, if Ruben and Shimon are brothers, and Ruben and Shimon are brothers, so then Ruben died, so then the tzore of the Achisisho of the Alvo is also awesome. But if Ruben and Shimon are not brothers, they are strangers to each other, and Ruben died, so then, and one wife of Ruben was an Alvo to Shimon, but Shimon is not a brother of Ruben, but the other wife is with us. So we can explain both halachas, the Loshen Rabin, the Isha Achisho Misikach Yitzchayel, that two women are included in Isha, has reference to Bimokim Mitzvah, Bimokim Yivim, and Ligalisa Vosov, in singular, that only one woman is included in Isha, has reference to Shaloi Bimokim Yivim, if the Anisui is Lachirim, not to the brother. But this is all right if we apply the Droshe, the Xerashove of Aleo, but if we are going to apply it Le'etere, then, and what are you going to say? So, what did he say? He said, Rav Ashi, "Mimayda l'sev dimatir avor hakom harachmoni, ish l'achisho l'sikach l'tzreir, lo yi v'lo yi tzoroso, shalo yi mokim aleo." So, shalo yi mokim yivim both are asuris. Avu b'mokim el, mokim aleo shtei v'toris. So, according to that interpretation of the Xerashove, so then it follows that there is no situation, there is no case where one woman is asur and the other woman is mutares. It's either both the Elvo and the Tzor are mutares, that is bimokim yivim, or both are asuris, shaloi bimokim yivim. So then you cannot explain this posik, which implies that in certain cases two women are included in the Yisrael, and in certain cases only one woman is included in the Yisrael. This is the teretz that Rav Kane gives to Rav Ashi. I mean, it explains why we cannot apply the Xereshove le'etere, and we must apply the Xereshove le'isu. All right, now it says, Rav Ashi v'porech l'kamo, mi'ay v'yohayo le'o le'isu, v'yumele'etere, so Arove di Mosi di Neset Yichlisi v'kores po Moshe Pirish Riperat Meya Avol kol kamo di Salke Taitoch di Doche li Motze li Mivrachoche vi Rove. So then the question arises now, Rove, and this kasha of the Gemore, time because Rachmona Oleo hola avoche ava minachis ishom yabemes my time with Ambrino Seset Yichlisi say. So he said, "Oh, it's the silliest thing that you call us midoche." So Rav gives the teretz, "El v'gufo itzirchekor," and the posik is needed only in connection with Tzoraseh. But according to the Rav, that the whole kasha of the Gemara is based upon the fact that we couldn't say that the kavone of the Tane of the Braise is that there is no other source for the aloche. That Esed Yichalisa says she is because except this posik. So why couldn't we explain the Tana of the Braise that way? Because if the Kavone of the Tana of the Braise had been that without this posik, so an essay is not Yichalisa because, but this posik itself tells us that in other places an essay is Yichalisa because, so why does the Tana apply the droshe leisure, let the tane apply the droshe leteire, so then the droshe would be needed with gufei, not lemokim achir. So in order to refute that, so Rove could have said, no, we could not the Tanya of the we could not the Tanya of the Braise could not apply the Drosha L'Teire, because if the Tanya of the Braise would apply the Drosha L'Teire, so then the question of the wise, how can we explain the Posik, which implies that in certain situations both are included in the Isra, and in certain situations only one woman is included in the Isra. So if we apply the Drosha L'Teire, So then either both are mutareis or both are asureis. So Rove could have given the teretz. But the answer is, Rove does not give the teretz, because Rove wants to answer this kashe of the Gemore alib de emes, and alib de emes. Because if Rove had given the teretz, then Rove would be saying in effect that an essay is deiche, Elois is sheshayish bikores. As a result of this, there's a kosuf of Hallel. But the truth is that an essay is not deiche elois is bikores, even after the gzeres a kosuf of Hallel. So that's why Rove gives the teret elvo kupli tzoch. Vi Rove la ame tzoch leim alel le teir le motzi samret, dim ki li galis al vosa lecho deiche mishkachas lo, ki li shanu li kamon, aku shid ravashe, vi ika dik de kashasu mikiyad li dorish le teire, Daiti shal makshe, ho yo poshut, el fish daiti shal makshe, ho yo poshut ese dich le ise se, she yish bakores, the yish bakores, so he shi vwe rove o emes deinekein. Alright, now, it's a little confusing this thesis. Lo ise se she yish bakores, now in the Maram there is a certain Torah Sefer, in the Maram on that thesis. I don't know whether you looked at Maram, but he mentions Eloshna Gmore, Elvo Gufo Litzorech Kro, Elo Kitzriche Kro Litzor HaSeite. I mean, so that's just the Toya Seifa. But it doesn't mean Elo Kitzriche Kro Litzor HaSeite, or not Litzor HaSeite. Lo Yise Se She Yesh Bekores Midoch. Lo Yise Se She Yesh Bekores Midoch. Vim Tema. Va'amayu Yalfinon Dilitche Meyese de Yidden, die doch Eloises en die Kores deze Sacha. So, Teitze se Sikashe, now the Gemore now is looking for a Mokker. That an essay is the Eloises en die Kores. So why doesn't the Gemore even mention as a Salkedaitoch? That generally speaking, an essay could be the Eloises en die Kores. Because the parasha of Yibam itself, now Ishesach itself is a love of Kores. Ishesach is involves Kores, and still the Torah says Yivom Yomi Olel, and that's Bimokim Yisrael Ishesach. So, but how can he behave the Yisrael of Ishesach? The answer is the essay of Yivom Yomi Olel. The essay of Yivom Yovel is Deicha the Leitzis Sheyesh Bekores. The Leitzis says Sheyesh Bekores of Ishesach. So why couldn't we learn out Eibam Amatzinu in Kol Ater Kule, that just as the Torah says in regard to the mitzvah of Yivom Yovel, that the mitzvah of Yivom Yovel is Deicha the Leitzis Sheyesh Bekores of Ishesach. So in Kol Ater Kule, whenever there is a conflict between an essay and the Leishe Bekores, so the essay is Deicha Leishe Bekores. Just as Deicha here. Now, so one thing we can deduce from this thesis. Now, there is an Isser of Ishesach, and then there is an essay of him. So the Isser of Ishesach doesn't apply Bimokim Yiv. If the deceased brother was not survived by any children, by any descendants, so then there is no Yisrael of Ishesach. But, so what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that the Torah was matir. The Torah was matir. Whether by way of Truyo or by way of Hutro, the Torah was matir. The Yisrael Ishesach. And because of the mitzvah, or Yivomo Yoviolel, or maybe the pshat here is even more than that. Maybe the whole mitzvah of Yivam is applies only to a case where without the mitzvah of Yidden there would be an Isar Yisach. But if in the case where without the mitzvah of Yidden there wouldn't be an Isar Yisach either, so then there is no mitzvah of Yidden. Now we have something like that in regard to Tumas, in regard to Tumas Kehani. So the halacha is that lo yitame is a mitzvah saseh ma'ase b'yisat hakehen shemeiso yishtei be'arav pesach v'lo yirotzo yitame liyishtei v'kofu eisei. So it's a mitzvah saseh, it's not only a rishus to for a kehen to be mitame to the craving, it's a mitzvah saseh, and there is kriye makenei sashitei t'nafshei. So the shita Rambam is, so there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Raim. The Raim shita is that the mitzvah to be mitame limeisim, to be mitame limeisim, to craving, to the shisho craving, hamuris bateiro, applies not only to a kehen, it applies to a Yisrael too. It applies to a Yisrael too. In other words, a Yisrael is not muzar unto me. But if one of his craving, ovi vimei, ochi, noi, bitei, achis ashloi soliish, or his wife, if any of these craving dies, so then, according to the Raivet, he is mechuyev to be mitame himself. The Shitas HaRambam is not. When is there a mitzvah of being mitame himself to the Shish of Chayim Amur Atiro? Davke Bakeh. Where not bin Keim, the Shish of Chayim, so it's allowed. So bin Keim Shish of Chayim, the Torah imposed a mitzvah, a chiyuvani. So, davke the chil kohune is a mitzvah. But by Israel, where there is no Yisra, Shaloi b'mokim shishu krevim, there is no mitzvah by shishu krevim. So maybe they, because there are some who say, in order to answer certain kashes, that the mitzvah of Yivim applies only to a case where without Yivim there would be an Yisra of Yishisach. But in any case where there wouldn't be an Yisra of Yishisach, so there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yivim. In other words, suppose there hadn't been an Yisra of Yishisach. Suppose there hadn't been an Yisra of Yishisach. Would the mitzvah of Yivim still apply? Or then, there wouldn't be any mitzvah of Yivim. There wouldn't be any mitzvah of Yivim. So, it's a raya from this day's verse that the mitzvah of Yivim is not based upon the otherwise Yisra of Yishisach. In other words, because if there's a shita had been, if there's a shita had been that the mitzvah of Yivim is based upon the otherwise Yisra of Yishisach, but in every case where there wouldn't be an Yisra of Yishisach without Yivim, so then there is no mitzvah of Yivim. I mean, analogous to the Shitas HaRambam in regard to Tumas Kehani, that davke where otherwise there is an Yisra, so became Shisha Krevim, there is a mitzvah. So then Tesis couldn't test the kashe that we should learn out Ibam Matzino from Yiv, because Yiv, so the Torah was Matir the Yisra Yishisach, the Torah was Matir the Yisra Yishisach because of the mitzvah of Yiv. So we should learn out Ibam Matzino Ibiyanav in Kohatere Kule, that whenever there is a conflict between the mitzvah of Yiv, of a mitzvah, between mitzvah asay and a loy asay, sheyesh bekores, so then the asay is deiche, the loy is sheyesh bekores. So if we say that the mitzvah of Yiv is not based upon the fact that in any other situations there is an Yisra of Yishisach, that the mitzvah of Yiv could apply even when there is no Yisra of Yishisach, but it applies even when there is an Yisra Yishisach. So then, Tesis can ask Kikashe, why don't we learn out Ibam Matzino? But if we are going to assume that here it's analogous to the situation in Tumas Kehani, according to the Rambam Shite, that the mitzvah is based upon the fact that if not for the mitzvah, there is an Yisra, so how can we learn out in Kol HaTere Kole? Here, the mitzvah of Yivim is based upon the fact that there is an Yisakor as a Yishisach. So that is the Kabbalah Sator. Bin Mokim Yivim, when one brother dies, without any children. So dafke, because if not for this fact, for this circumstance, there would be a nisakores. So dafke, because of that, there is a mitzvah. How can we learn it out to any other case? So it's a raya from this tesis that even that the mitzvah of Yidden is not based upon the Yisar of Ishesach. And even if there had been no Yisar of Ishesach altogether, there still would be a mitzvah of Yidden. But the Torah mentions a mitzvah of Yidden in spite of the fact, not because of, but in spite of the fact that there is an Yisar of Ishesach. So why shouldn't we learn out Ibam Ratzinu that in Korat Kulei there is a conflict between an Eser and a Lishim Koreis? So there is a Lishim Koreis. So, wie mit dem am Meilen auf den Blüten und jetzt hieben die doch leise den Kores der Eich ist auch wirklich immer der eine Hort die Koma wie kam on er leist der Saut reiter kam in der Tisach ist sicher beim Mozino mit ich ist auch because the Gemara tries to say the Gemara has a whole shackle of Italia say how do we know that generally speaking so why should we say without exercise of the Leo that the Esser of Hibn should be the Eich the Isa Kores wach ist sicher so the Gemara tries to say further that without the Zasakos of Goleo, I would say that the essay of Yivim should be deiched the love of the Isakores of Achisisho. Why? Because we should learn out a Mamatzinu Meishesach. Vintei, Heichedocha Alo Midome, Hosom Chodi Yisure Hochetre Yisure. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot say that without the Zasakos of Goleo, I should learn out a Mamatzinu from Eishes. From Ishesach, that where the Ishesach happens to be in Achis Isho, so it should be Deiche. Because the Mamatzinu from Ishesach, just as Yidden is Matir, the Yisrael of Ishesach, so it's Matir also, the Yisrael of Achis Isho. Because when there is no, when Yidden is Matir, the Yisrael of Ishesach, so it's Matir only one Yisrael. But in the case where the Ishesach happens to be an Achisish also, so it's two Yisurim. How can we learn out that through Ibam Ratzinu that it can be Deiche two Yisurim just because we see that Yibn is Deiche is Matir one Yisurim? Midom Hasechon Yisur at Rei Yisurim Holim Falkinu Bishimokim V'yalfinu Mikwaim B'tzitzes Afilu at Rei Yisurim Heiche Boi Lemela. But if the Kavones Hagmore had been there so the Kavanas Agmor had been that we should learn out that an essay is Deiche Elisa Sheesh Bekores. So how can the Gemara refute that and say here it's one Yisar and here it's two Yisurim? Why doesn't the Gemara say that in regard to the Aloche of Eser Deiche Elisa Segrede? So we apply the Aloche of Eser Deiche Elisa Segrede that it's in Deiche two Elisas. So herein we see Yagavur Chetesa says that an essay can be Deiche Loisese, two Loisese, two. Not only one Loisese, but even two Loisese. Not everybody agrees with it. But Deiche Shiti is. So we see that whenever we learn out in a Matzino, in a general way, not in a specific way, but in a general way, so then we can learn out even on two Loisese, two Yisurim. So why does the Gemara refute this Al-Kadaita of the Gemara of Teisach is Yishim Avetzino Mishesach? Voidel kamon ki boi le melach and pesach tomi do milo loi pachinu noche. When the Gemara wanted to say that we can learn out that is a general rule and that's it echel isis bekores, we can learn it out from Pesach because kom Pesach if erev Pesach happens to be on Shabbos, so the aloche is that akrobe of the kom Pesach is echel Shabbos, Shabbos is a loisis el bekores. So the Gemara wanted to say that from that we can deduce a general principle that an essay echel isis bekores. But so why don't we say that we cannot learn out two Yisurim from one Yisur? Vei dishovik hashas ishesar v'koyebo v'limotzikol lipsei vei dechod Yisurim mi'leilef mishesar. So let us learn out from that where there is one Yisur, we should learn out from mishesar. And the more refutes that Rosh altogether, El Alkoch, or we come alive, we call Duchte Boil Melach Mishesach Kose, El Dafka Hisisho, Kidimosik Taime, Hoil Vishtere, Ulohe Koma, Teisach Hisisho, מאיש שסח ליקום אתיסים שסח ליקום בכל חנה דו קמון תיסים מילה תיסים כבדת ואין מסקרח יש אישו משום מילה בכל דוכטין גוס. So in other words, so the Kabbonis Agmore and the Gemore wanted to say that we can learn out Achis Isho Bamutzinu from Ishisach. The Gemore didn't mean that we can learn out from Ishisach a general principle that that every essay can be deiche, every lesson should be because. No, the Gemore only wanted to say that we can learn out that the Yisr of Achis Isho, just the Yisr of Achis Isho, so we can learn out from Ishisach, but not as a general principle, not as a general principle in Kolatere Kole. So since the Gemara only tried to say that we should just learn out Achis Isho from Ishisach, so the Gemara said, if you are going to learn out Achis Isho from Ishisach, so how can you learn out Achis Isho from Ishisach? But when you learn the Dover Halomeid, the Dover Halomeid, so involves two sons, Achis Isho and Ishisach, and the Melameid, the Dover Hamelameid, involves only one Isha. How can you learn out two Isurim, something that has two Isurim, in a specific way, from something that involves only one Isha? Mashenke, if we learn out a general Bamletzino, not a specific Bamletzino, but as a general principle, so it doesn't make any difference. One Isha, two Isurim, three Isurim, as a general principle. So in other words, what is Tesis trying to prove here? Tesis is trying to prove here that the Gemara never mentioned this possibility of a Yalfuse as a general principle, a Mamutzino, that every essay can be Deicha relationship because a Mamutzino from Ishisach. What the Gemara tried to say is that we should be able to learn out just Achis Isho from Ishisach, but that we should be able to learn out a general principle that every essay could be Deicha every relationship because that the Gemara never mentioned. So the question arises, why not? Why didn't the Gemara mention that? So now comes the Teret. Veimeri di Mishesach we motzi l'meil av'alme di ritcha ese v'leisi shev v'koreth di shana yishesach di mitzvos v'ikach v'yefsha b'imlache v'kayim mitzisivu di mloikeim p'teilo mitzisivu avu m'kayim b'tzises yalfinu shav v'alme di lo m'kayim mitzis p'teilas v'pishtim v'pishtim. Now, this Tesis Teretz can be explained in two ways. I mean, this Tesis has been a source for a lot of shiurim by Rosh Yeshivas. But it can be explained in two ways, this Tesis. One way, a very simple way of explaining it, is that Tesis says in effect that the Gemara doesn't say that we should learn out as a general principle that an essay is deiche, every essay is deiche, every loises hasheyesh bekores, loises bekores, because as a mamutzinu from ishesach, just the Torah was matter the isa ishesach bimoke mitzvasim, because by ishesach, so it's not truyo, it's hutru. There is a difference, you know. Sometimes we have that the Torah is matir a certain isa, an account of a certain situation, a certain mitzvah, and it's tchir. And sometimes we have that it's hutro. In other words, hutro means, I mean, of course there are many nafkeminas between tchuyo and hutro, but what's the essential difference? I mean, by definition, how would one define the difference between Truyo and Hutro? So Hutro means let's say, the Torah was matir milechas ichol nefesh anyom. So that's not chiyah. It doesn't mean that the mitzvah of preparing for Yom Tev is deiche, the love of kol melacha l'yos. It doesn't mean that. It has nothing to do with mitzvahs. The Torah, when the Torah asad milocha an Yom Tev, the Torah at that time accepted melechas ichol nefesh from the isa melacha. So in other words, the love of melacha was never mentioned in connection with ichol nefesh. Let's say, so that's the fundamental distinction between the isa melacha of Shabbos and Yom Kippur and the isa melacha of Yom Tev. The isa melacha of Shabbos and Yom Kippur applies to all melachas. Melachas of non-ichol nefesh and melachas of ichol nefesh. But the isa melacha, the love of melacha of Yom Tev, applies to non-ichol nefesh. But it doesn't apply to ichol nefesh. So in other words, the love was never mentioned by the Torah in connection of melachas ichol nefesh. It's not a connection, it's not a question of tchiyah. Tchiyah means the love is there, but this mitzvah is so important that it is deiche, that if I have no other way of fulfilling the mitzvah Hashem except by being gave a certain leisese, so the Torah allows me to be able that leisese. That's true. So mele ligabi tchiye, we say if efshal to that's chishvok shaloche, if efshal ikayim shneiem, there is no tchiye. But by melechas ichol nefesh beyom tev, there is no such aloche of efshal ikayim shneiem. So mele rishenim say that even if you could have prepared for Yom Tev all the food just as good without any diminution in the town erev Yom Tev, so you are still allowed to cook and to bake on Yom Tev. If it had been a niyam of tchiye, so then I would say if it's only that the mitzvah of preparing for Yom Tev is deiche the leisese of meloche, so then if he was able to prepare before Yom Tev, he should not be allowed. But the answer is, it's not an year of Tchiyah, it's Hutro. So Memele Teisve says, we couldn't learn out in general Bam Metzino of Famish Esach, that an essay, generally, in every situation, is Deiche Leises Hashesh Bekores in every situation. Because Famish Esach, it's not an year of Tchiyah, it's Hutro. It's Hutro. It's utro. So Mele said, "Mishesachlo motzal Mele ba'al milit chesel is yukores." The Shani Shesach is supposed to be kavi efshar binyan achli kai mitzvim. Dim loy kim batal mitzvim. Avu klaim mitzitzes yalfin and shabe ba'al me. Dim loy mikai mitzvim tchilis v'pishtan. So then we should say. So if that is the pshat in Teisves, why does Teisves say, "Avu klaim mitzitzes yalfin and shabe ba'al me"? Dim loy mikai mitzvim tchilis v'pishtan. Mikayem es b'tzemer va'afil hoched oche. So Teisa didn't have to say that. Teisa should have said, "Avol miklayim bitzitzes yalfin shabbe be'alme," because klayim bitzitzes is truyo, not utro. Now, many yachreinim assume that the shittes Rabbeinu Tam is. I say many yachreinim assume because it's not so poshut, but we'll discuss that later. I mean, but the Shagisarye and Rabbi Zalacharif and the Bisalevi, they all assume that the Ramnetam Shiti is that Klaim Bitzitzes is not Chuyo but it's Utro. And whether this is Ramnetam Shiti is not so certain. But the Shagasaya takes it for granted, and the Bisalevi takes it for granted. But the Ramban mentions such a Shiti, not in the name of Ramnetam. The Ramban mentions such a Shiti and Aro Gemore, that Klaim Bitzitzes is Hutro, not Truyo. So the Ramban rejects the Shite, because he says, if Klaim Bitzitzes is Hutro, not Truyo, how can we learn out a general principle that has a Dechalese say? There is certainly Truyo, not Hutro. Voraye, that we say, im efchali kaim shneim, there is no Triye. That's the criterion whereby we can determine as to whether something is Truyo or Hutro. So the Ramban rejects the Shite. So Mele, the reason is why Teisves says am klein mit sich auf in der Schafe Baum mit und kein mit drin in Pisten der Gaim ist mit Zimmer war viel hoche doche wir gehen wir gilla ges kolsari dem Zeiro mit kein bis sade hätte der kolsa krine bei so ich hoche bis asu. So why does Teisves have to say that? Because Teisves wants to dispose of a possible argument that maybe that maybe we can learn out Truyo Famutro. So, and maybe by Klein Bitzit says it's also Utro. So Teisa says no, by Klein Bitzit says it's not Utro. Because I'm climbing to see how finish up a barley. Do you imikaim it's a strailer as we pitched in Mikayem as bitemer? So let's say, by how do we know that by Ishisach, Yib Mokim Yib Mitzut? Maybe by Ishisach it's also true. It's also true. Maybe by Ishisach. So Teisa says, no, we cannot say that by the Ishisach it's true. Because by Ishisach, the whole din of Yim could not be visualized except in connection with the heter of the Isar Ishisach. It couldn't be visualized, so it must be Utro. It must be Utro. But Mashiach in Klein Bitzit says, so he says, Klein Bitzit says, can be Truyo. Because Klein Bitzit says the mitzvah of Trilis can still be visualized even without the heter of putting in Klein Bitzit. So that's why Teisus mentions that. Teisus wants to point out that Eishesach b'mokim yivim is hutro, Mashenk in Klein Bitzit says is truyo. So because of that, we cannot learn out one from the other. Alright, I'm sorry, I have to leave.
17th Shir in Yevamos Beis Cheshvan Heitav Shin Lamed Vav, October 7th, 1975.
So this is the kasha. Why now the Gemara is looking for a moker that essay is dichal ishi bekores? Why doesn't the Gemara say that the Sakosuf is implicit in the parasha of Yivim itself? Because in every Yivim, so there is a Nisar, we are faced with the Nisar of Ishisach, the Nisar Koras, and the Torah is moderate. So that means that the essay of Yivim is Deichet, the Leisis of Ishisach, Sheyesh Bekoras. So why doesn't Gemara mention that as the Moke of a general principle? That essay is the Chalishim Kores, so maybe the Torah had to mention Oleo, because if not for Oleo, I would say that the essay of Yivim should be Deiche, the Yisar of Achit Alav Kores, of Achis Isha, just as it is Deiche, the Yisar Kores, or Vishasam. So then they says, but maybe we'll say this is what Gemara tried to say, that we have to resort to Oleo. Because if not for Alel, then we would learn out Ibam Metzinu from Ishisach. So Teisa says this is not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara only meant if not for Alel, so then we would learn out Ibam Metzinu from Ishisach a specific aloche. The just as the Torah was matir the Yisar Ishisach, we mocking even so the Torah was matir the Yisar of Ishisach and Achis Isha of mocking even. Not as a general principle, but why doesn't the Gemara say that we have to resort to Alel? Because if not for Alel, we learn out a general principle from Yib that any essay is deiche, any lois is a shev records. So Teisus gives a teretz that meishesach limotzav amima b'al melitche essay lois is a shev records. The Shana Ishisach, the Mitzvosi Dikach, the Yefshav, the Yenachlikai Mitzvosiv, the Loikin Botan Mitzvosiv. Now, I said last time that this thesis can be explained in two ways. Now, I didn't have time to explain it the other way. So I mentioned one explanation in thesis. The thesis means that we couldn't possibly say that an essay, there is a general principle, that essay is the Chalishish Rikores that is deduced from the parasha of Yivim. Just as the mitzvah of Yivim is Deiche, the Leisis Eshiyesh Rikores of Ishisach, so in Kol Atire Kule, an essay can be Deiche Leisis Eshiyesh Rikores, because by Yivim it's not an Iyin of Triye, it's an Iyin of Utro. It's an Iyin of Utro. This is the way we can explain the thesis. Now, the Karen Eirov the Keren Eiro asks the Kashi on Tezus. V'lo yivanti kushyosom. The otu eish esach dichu ho eteru darei kish tel chodova. In other words, it's not chuyo, it's utro. It's utro. V'heichod mozino mimilaf minei lishor isure. So that's the Kerneos Kashi. Now, according to what we said last time, so that is Tezus Teretz. So in other words, what the Carneiro asks, this is what Tezus really means in the Teretz. And Rabbi Zalacharif Neimeki Yeshua says that this is what Tezus means in the Teretz. And it's a very good pshat. I mean, that's the most reasonable pshat in Tezus. It fits the Roshna of Tezus. The Tezus says, Veimari v'mishesach l'motzal imelav na'ome v'litche ese loises ha'sheish b'kores v'shane ishesach v'mitzvos imikach v'yev shabin yalach l'kai mitzasim. So in other words, so that means that tutro, it's not any of tchie. When can you say tchie, not tutro, if a certain mitzvah of the Torah could be visualized without the violation of a certain loises? But if a certain mitzvah could not even be visualized without the violation of a certain lisa. So obviously, the Torah, by mentioning that mitzvah, ipso facto implied that the situation of that mitzvah is accepted from that lisa. I mean, it's very reasonable to explain the thesis that way. This is how they make Yeshua, Rav Hazal Hari, explain the thesis. But the Kerneiro knew what he was saying. So why does the Kerneiro ask the Kashe against the Isves? I mean, couldn't the Kerneiro himself understand that this might be the Pshat in the Isves Teretz? No. So the Kerneiro had a raya, an apparent raya, from a Teisves dafeyom base, that with Teisves Teretz is not based upon the concept of Hutu. Why? Now turn to Teisves dafeyom base. Teisves dibra masro kule mishat misnaf. You don't have to go over the whole Teisves, but just in tema, the fourth line, in the middle of the fourth line of the Teisves, dibra masro kule mishat misnaf. So what does Gemara say? That we learn out a general principle that Tessa is Lichel Isese Grede from climatists. So this is the Kashi Vim Tema. The middle of the fourth line of this Tessa is Dibra Masko Kule Mishat Nisaf Vim Tema Vehiche Yalpino Vyaume Mioche Shane Klein Vihutro Michlole Itzel Bidekon. So Tessa is the Kashi, how can the Gemara learn out that I see the chalices from Klein Bezitzes? There is a pirch, because Klein was hutro michlolo eitzel b'gnikun. Now a kain, so even a kain had yet, so has to wear Klein, because the avnet is Klein. And the Torah says that when a kain does the aveda, so he has to wear the big kahune, otherwise the avide is possible. But when he wears the big kahune, when a king had yet wears the avne, so he's able to himself by him of sharpness. And when the king godel wears not only the avne, when the king godel wears the cheshin and the evit, so he's able to himself of klein. So the answer is, so we see that the Torah was matia. In other words, the Issa of Klein was not mentioned in connection with Bidikun. Just as the Issa of Meloche was not mentioned in connection of Echol Nefesh. So it's Huta Mechlole. It's Huta Mechlole. So maybe that's why Essay is Deiche, the Essay of Tzitzes is Deiche, the laces of Klein, because the laces of Klein is skill. It's more lenient. If we see that this Isa of Klein was Huter, it's a Bilekune. So how can you learn out from Klein that an Esse can be Deiche, every laces say, maybe an Esse can be Deiche only this kind of a laser say, like the lasers of flying, that under certain circumstances it's not even more set. As for example, it will be the cool. That's the discussion. All right, if Tezer didn't test that kasha, I mean, so we couldn't test ourselves that kasha. But Tezer says that kasha. Vintema vehechi alfinam baalme meoche, shame klaim dehutcho mecholet in utome. Veimari, so that's the important thing. Die hossam name, mishum die hosse essen vikikone, vintoche laf de klaim, veinze utam achlam. So Tezer says in so many words, that he says, in so many words, that klaim bibikune is not hutro. It's also true. So mimele we cannot ask Mali Klaim Shechin Hutru Michlole, it's a big dikune. No, it's not Hutru Michlole. There is the same reason. For the same reason that the Torah is Mata Klaim in Tzitzes. The Torah is Mata Klaim in big dikune. In other words, it's not Hutru. You see, because all the poskim assume that Rav Natam Shite is that tzitze, that klayim b'bidikune is utr. We'll see, I mean, as we keep on learning the sugi. So Rav Natam Shite, so all the poskim, the Shagasaya, everybody assumes that this v'shite is that Rav Natam Shite is that klayim b'tzitze is utro and klayim b'bidikune is utro. But the real shite is, in so many words, that klayim b'bidikune is not utro. It's just true. Then he says, all right. So, umiu, once again. Vein arid dohosam nami mishun dohose esen pidikune, vidoche lav diklai, vein ze utam nechlo. Umiu, I lav klai, mi big dik. I lav klai, mi big dikune, le havi motzel milav maone, mishun dohose mitzvose dikach. Uvien ache, I efshal ikai mitzvose, moishe perashti liyo. So in other words, So Teisa says that if, in other words, so then the question arises, if the reason as to why Kihani are allowed to wear Klai, the Bivnikune, Vishas Aveide, is also because of Esed Echalaitzese, is also because of Esed Echalaitzese. So the question arises, why doesn't the Gemara learn out the halacha of Esed Echalaitzese from Klaim B'Bidikune? The Gemara learns out Esed Echalaitzese from Klaim B'Tzitzes, or from Pasareish. But the Gemara doesn't mention the Alfuse of Klaim B'Bidikune. Now, since the Ri says, so Bishleime, if we say like Rav Natam, alright, Rav Natam, according to many poskim, happens to hold that even Klaim B'Tzitzes is utro, right? But there is one Rav Natam that says that Klaim B'Tzitzes is utro. The Raivet Shite appears to be like that. That Klaim B'Tzitzes is utro. The Rambam Shite appears that at the end of Klaim, that Klaim B'Tzitzes is truyo. Is truyo. Because the Rambam says that if a Kayan wears, let's say, the big dikune after the Aveide, so he's not even an Isa. Except for the Avnet. The Avnet, if he doesn't take off the Avnet immediately upon the conclusion of the Aveide, so he's Chayv Malkis. So the Ravid is Masik. Why? The Ravid says that since it was Huta, it's La Aveide, so it is Huta after the Aveide too. So the Shagasari assumes that the machlek is between the Rambam and the Ravid is on this question. The Rambam holds that Klaim B'Bidikune is truyo, if it's truyo, so you can only do it as long as it is indispensable. Mashenkin, at the moment the king gets through the Aveide and he doesn't remove the Avnet, so it's Chayv Malkes. But the Ravid Shite is that it's hutro, if it's hutro. So we say, since it's utro b'shas aveide, so it's utro even shaloi b'shas aveide. So now the Ri says that klayim b'bidikune is truyo, not utro. So then the Teisa says the kashe, so why doesn't Gemara learn out the Tesed Echalaitzese from klayim b'bidikune? So Teisa, why do we have to resort to the posik of klayim b'tzitzes? why can't we learn out as the Chalais as a Famplein with the Kune? So Teisa says, no, Famplein with the Kune, we could not learn it out. We have a Motzele Melech Naomi. Mishum di mitzvose dikach. Uvi yenachei I efshel likayi mitzvose. Kmo ishe kiperashti lihil. Do you have finon me ishe sach. Vei nitzir chavide shach. So Teisa says, here da fei. Omud Bey says, Tochke de Dibu. So he says two things, Tochke de Dibu. One, that climbing big dekune is based upon tchi, it's not utro. Then Teisa says the Kashi. So why don't we learn out? Esedichalaisa said, from climbing big dekune. So he says, no, we could not learn out. Esedichalaisa said, from climbing big dekune. Why couldn't we learn out? Esedichalaisa said, from climbing big dekune. Because it's Efsha B'Yanachim. So we see, and Teisves refers to what he said, Daf, Daled, Omu Daled, at the beginning. So we see that the Pshat in Teisves, Daf Daled, Omu Daled, is the same as the Pshat in Teisves, Daf Fei, Omu Beis. Now, how did we explain the Teisves in Daf Daled, Omu Daled? Which is the pshat given by Rabbi Zalachari. That Teisves Teretz is that the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't mention that the din of Yibum itself is in Mokia for a general principle. That Esa is the relationship with Kores, because by Yibum it's not Chie, it's Utro. And Rabbi Zalachari, name of Yeshua, explains Teisves Teretz that way. But the Kerneiro asks against Teisves, why doesn't Teisves give the Teretz that we couldn't learn out from Yibum because there it's Utro? So apparently the Kerneiro did not understand Teisves Daf Dalet in the sense of that Yibum it's Utro not Ruyo. Why did? Because Teisves Daf Yomit Beis says the same thing Ligabe Klaimi Bidekune, and by Gabi Klaimi Bidekune Teisves Daf Yomit Beis says in so many words that it's Chuyo. That's the reason. It's not that the Kerneiro didn't occur to the Kerneiro's mind. I mean that could be the Pshat in Teisves. But the Kerneiro took notice of the Teisves in the Feyomet Beis. So we have to say one thing. The Tinochanami. Teisves says here, Dos Nami Mishum Dos Esed Bidikune, Vidoche Lav Diklai, Vein Zehuta Mechlov. So in other words, Teisves says this Alivdemes, that there is a Loche of Esed Echeles, that is deduced from Prime Mitzitzes. So now that we know that we have Exeres HaKosef, a general principle, that Esed is the Eche, so then we can explain the Xeris HaKosuf of Klayim Bibitikune on the basis of the general principle. But then Teisa says, so when the Gemara asked, how do we know that there is a general principle of Esed Yechalaisa, say, why didn't the Gemara say Klayim Bibitikune? And then we wouldn't have to resort, and that would have been that. Then we wouldn't have to resort the whole thing of smuchim dashim and smuchim muchach mufne, only in connection with klein mitzitzes. So we have to resort all these things dashim and smuchim loy dashim and smuchim, that there is a difference between mishne teire and non mishne teire. If the drosha has to be deduced from klein mitzitzes, but if we could deduce from Klein Bidikune, we wouldn't have to resort to all that, to the whole discussion. So why doesn't the Gemara say that we can learn out a general principle as the Nechalisa said from Klein Bidikune? So Teisa says, if there hadn't been a Xeres HaKosuf of Klein Bidikune, so then we couldn't learn out a general principle from Klein Bidikune. Why? Because Alibadem is that there is a general principle of Esed Echalisa Se that is deduced from Klein Bitzitzes. So then we explain Klein Bitzitzes, the Exas Akosuf of Klein Bitzitzes, also on the basis of that principle. But Teisves now says, that the Gemara could not mention Klein Bitzitzes Akosuf, that Klein Bitzitzes is Mutter, because the Torah says that the Kain Heliot has to wear the Avnet Bishasavele. So we could not use this as a general principle that Esseis Dechaleisa say. Because if we didn't have Exeras HaKosuv of Klein Mitzitzes, then we wouldn't explain the Exeras HaKosuv that Klein Ba'aveide is Muter on the basis of a general principle of Trier. Because then we would say, if we didn't have Exeras HaKosuv of Tzitzes, so then we would say, there is no Albeicha Teise, that any Esse could be Deicha, any Leise say, Meicha Teise. But you'll ask, but doesn't the Torah say that every Kehen Bishas Aveide has to put on the Avnet? And that is fine. So then I would say, since the mitzvah of Aveide, of the Kehune of Aveide, cannot be visualized without the violation of Klaim, so then it is Utro. This is what I would say if there hadn't been a Xeras HaKosuv of Klaim Mitzitzes. But now that there is a Xeras HaKosuv of Klaim Mitzitzes, why do I have to say that the reason as to why the Torah was Matir, Aveide with an Avnet, and required Aveide with an Avnet? And in other words, and without an Avnet, the Avnet is possible, so I can say, because of the general principle. So in Achname, we can explain the Teisves the way Yeshua explains it. I mean, and it fits very well the Lashon of Teisves. So in other words, just as Teisves says here, the Meshesach Limotzel Meila, in other words, if we don't have a general Xeras HaKosuv, if we don't have a general Xeras HaKosuv an essay is the relationship because, and the only Xeras HaKosuv we have is the mitzvah of Yivn, so we cannot say that this halacha of Yivn, that one can be miyav menishesach, is a gilu for a general principle that any essay can be deicha, any relationship requires. Because I would say, here, since the mitzvah of Yivn cannot be visualized without the violation of the Yisrael of Yishasach. So herein the Torah accepted the love of Yishasach in a Yivn situation. So it's Utro. This is what Teisa says. And the same thing Teisa says here, because Teisa here also says in the subjunctive, not a little MS. Teisa as the kashe, Teisa says here the kashe and dafe on base, since why can't we learn out the aloche of Esed Echaleise from Klaim Bidekone? So why do we have to resort? Why does the Torah have to mention Exeras HaKosuv of Smichus of Klaim Bitzitzes? Let the Torah rely on the Xeras HaKosuv of Klaim Bidekoneh. So Teisa says no, we have to resort to it. The Torah has to mention Xeras HaKosuv of Klaim Bitzitzes, because if the Torah hadn't mentioned Xeras HaKosuv of Klaim Bitzitzes, I wouldn't know, I couldn't deduce the general principle that Esseh is Dechaleisa say, because I would say, do you know why the Torah is Mati a Klaim by Bidekoneh by Aveide? Because the whole mitzvah of Aveide cannot be visualized of Bidikune, or mitzvah of Bidikune of Aveide cannot be visualized without the violation of Klaim. So there it's Utro. This is what I would say, that it's Utro. But Mashenke, now leave it to Emes, that the Torah does mention Exeras HaKosuv, a general principle, that as in the Chalese say, so then I don't have to explain it on the basis of a special halacha of Utro. If it can be explained, if that parsha can be explained on the basis of a general principle, you see, on the basis of a general principle.
All right. And then you see something else, and that is a raya to the Mikishua Pshat Teisus. Because then Teisus says, why does Teisus have to resort? After all, this is a big chiddush. This is a big chiddush, it's a Havei Desham. Why does Teisus have to resort? What's wrong with the first teret? The answer is, because there is something that could be argued against the first teretz. In other words, we could say that this aloche of efsher likayim mitzvosim b'inyan achir, so we cannot learn it out, so that is only if it's an inyan of utro. But since by klayim b'bidikuno is truyalim demes, so mimele, why? So is truyali demes. So why shouldn't we be learned out, even though it's efshali kain bein achia? Even though it's efshali kain bein achia, so Teisa says no, because we cannot learn out from a certain mitzvah that has to do that is indispensable for Avin. So on the contrary, so from that, the fact that Teisa mentioned another teretz indicates that Teisus had certain misgivings as to whether the first teretz is a good teretz, but Teisus did not have any misgivings here in Teisus Dav Daled. The answer is over there the pshat in Teisus is because it's utro, but here klayim bitzitzes klayim bibidikun al libedemes is based upon the concept of truyo. So Meila, since it's based upon the concept of Truyo, so maybe we should be able to learn out. So in the first Tarat said, Alibdemis is based upon the concept of Truyo. But if there hadn't been Exerzakos of Klein Mitzitzes, then I would explain it on the basis of Utro. But in the second Tarat, Thesis didn't like this. So, in other words, so in the second Teretz, Teisus assumed that inasmuch as Alibidemes is based upon the concept of Truyo, so Mimele, even if there hadn't been Exeris HaKosov, I should also base it upon the concept of Truyo. So then the question arises, so why do we need a Kosik of Tzitzes? So Teisus says, no, he couldn't learn out from finding the Kohune because Tzir HaVedisha. It's on the contrary. So that's more of a raya that to the Imek Yeshua's pshat in Teisus Yadavah. Now, then there is another kasha on this Teisus. There is another kasha, and that is a stronger kasha. That is even a stronger kasha. Teisus says the kasha, why when the Gemara now is exploring Gzeres HaKosov, possible Gzeres HaKosov, for a general principle that essay is Deiche, Leises Eshe, is because why doesn't the Gemara say, Is it possible? Zeres HaKosov, the posik of him. So we see that the Torah was matir the Yisrael Shesach b'mokim him, but it's a leis Hashem b'kores. So it seems that an essay is deicha leis Hashem b'kores. Essay of him is deicha leis Hashem b'kores. Leis b'kores. So Teisus gives the teretz there. It's utro, not with, but there is a strong akashi. I mean, Teisus couldn't, the Gemara couldn't say that the general principle that essay is deicha leishis b'kores is to be deduced from Yiv Mitzel. Because we see there are many rayas, I mentioned it several times, there are many rayas from the Gemara that the Yisrael Shesach is poka even without the Kiyum HaMitzvahim. First of all, the Rashbo, in connection, I mentioned it many times, of Hutro, Vinesro, Vichotro, Vihutro, Dafim Malev. So one Mandomar, and we pass like that Mandomar, that Hutro, Vinesro, Vichotro, Vihutro, is Chizeres Latiro, Rishim. In other words, what does it mean? Reuben and Shimon are two brothers, and Reuben was married to a woman whose name was Rochel. And Shimon at that time was not as yet married to the sister of Rachel, to Leah. So Shimon was still unmarried, but Reuven died while Shimon was still unmarried. So she was Nifeles. So Rochel was Nifeles even to Shimon. Then half a year later, and he wasn't Miyavna. He could have been Miyavna. But half a year expired. Shimon was not Miyavna Rochel. And then half a year later, after the Misas Reuven, so Shimon decided to marry Leah, the sister of Rochel. All right, it was Osea. It was Osea with Rabono. Achis Kukotzi. All right, so we say what that is. So Shimon married Shaloi Kedim. It was an Itimal Venis and Rabono. So Shimon married Leah, the sister of Rochel. So then Rochel became an Arab. The moment Shimon married Leah, the sister of Rochel, so Rochel became an Arab. So the Zike was Poka. Then, a year later, Leah died. So that's Hutro, originally, when Reuben died. So Rochel was Mutaras to Shimon. Half a year later, so it's Nesro. When Shimon married Leah, the sister of Rochel, so it became Nesro. And a year later, when Leah died, so it's Chosro Hutro. So one Mandoma says she's Asur. And one Mandoma says, and we pass like that Mandoma, Chizeres Latero Rishen, that he's allowed to marry her. When Leah dies, so Shimon is allowed to marry Rochel. So the Rashba is the Kashe, but half a year later, when Shimon married Leah. So then, the Zike was Poka, because the Arvo, then Rochel became an Arvo, Apachisisho, so the Zike was Poka, so how can he say, Chizeres Leteorishin? And he can be miyabim her a year later when they die, so Shimon can marry Rochel. But Takenea, since the Zike was Poka 1 minute, so the Zike cannot be restored. The Zike cannot be restored. So the Rashi gives the Teretz that Enoch Nami, even the Rebbe Elazar who says Hutro v'nescho v'chosro v'hutro. Chizeres Leteorishin, and that's the way he passed. So it doesn't mean that she is Asur Lishik, Chizeres Leteorishin. He has to be Miyamna. That Shimon has to be Miyam Rochel when Leah dies. And that she is Asur Lishuk. No, because that's the Aloch of Darkenea. Since at the time when Shimon married Leah, so the Zikir was Poka, so since the Zikir was Poka then, it cannot be revived again. And if Rochel wants to get married to anybody, to Shuk, so she's allowed. But Reb Elazar only says, Chizeres Leteorishin, suppose Rochel and Shimon decide to get married to each other, so he's allowed to marry her. Not Mitiras Yidin, Yidin there isn't. Because the moment Shimon married Leah, so the Zike of Rochel was Poka. If it was Poka one moment, so it can never be revived again. But if and when Leah dies, and Shimon wants to marry Rochel, so then he can marry her with Tiras Dushin like any other woman. But how can he marry her? Zike the reason. She's Mutaras Lishuk too. So how can he marry her? Should be a Nisar of Ishisach. The answer is, since at the time when Reuben died, so at that moment she was Kuko, so the Nefile was Mafkia the Yisar Ishisach. So we see from this Rashba that Nefile is Mafkia the Yisar Ishisach without the Mitzvahsim. So we cannot say that the reason is why Yom is allowed to marry the Yivome, because the Mitzvah of Yivome Yovi Olero is Mati the Yisar Ishisach. It's more than Hutro, you see. We don't even have to resort to a Hutro. That Nefila itself is Matir. Not that the Mitzvah of Yivomo Yovi Olel. The Mitzvah of Yivomo Yovi Olel is Deiche or Matir. Even without the Kima Mitzvah of Yiv. Even when the Zike is Pokaligamre, like Hutro, Venesro, Vechosro, Hutro. So that's the Rashi. Alright, so you will say, alright, that's the Rashi Shite. But Teisves is not Mishube to the Rashba Shite. And as insofar as the Rashba Skashi is concerned, so why do we say that Hutro, Vinesro, Vichotro, Hutro, so Chizeres Leteorishin, that's the way we all pasken? So because because so Tesis could say that what's the Rashi's kasha? Rashi's kasha is how can the Zika be revived? Dakeleya, that's inconsistent. Dakeleya. So Tesis could say that Aloha of Dakeleya only implies that if the Zika was not hal at the time of the Mises Aloch. Where, in what context is the aloha of Dakenea mentioned? The Gemara Dach Pizayin mentions the aloha of Dakenea in the context of two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died, and at the time when Reuven died, he had a child. Then, half a year later, the child died. So why don't we say, when the child dies, half a year after the father, Reuven, so let Zike Bechal then? So the Gemara says Dakenea. That's not Dakenea. So there, the Aloch of Dakenea is mentioned in the context where there was no Ziked at the moment of the original moment of Nefilah, at the time of the Mises Ach. But half a year later, the circumstances changed and the child died. So now, half a year later, she's already Beloibon. So Beloibon. I mean, he's Beloibon. It depends upon him, not upon her. So he's already Beloibon. So we say Dakenea. Mashaik in the case of Hutro, Venestro, because of Hutro, Reuven and Shimon, the brothers, and Reuven died, and at that time, there was Nephilim. There was Nephilim. But every year later, when Shimon married Leah, the Zika was Spoka. The Zika was Spoka. So, and then a year later, when Leah died, so then Zika could be revived. In other words, we could say that according to Tesis, it's Mistaba like the Rashi, but it's not inconceivable that the Tesis is Chelik on the Rashbo, and the Tesis holds that the whole Aloch of Darkeneyam is that if at the original moment of Nefile there was no Zike, so then Zike cannot be Chal later on. Mashenken, if at the original moment of Nefile there was Zike, but half a year later the Zike was Spoka, so then a year later Zike could be revived. Because the Aloch of Dakeneyam is only a Simen as Rashi, as we explained. It's not that Dakeneyam is the Kufadin. Dakeneyam is only a Raya. That when the Torah says, Ubein Elo, so the Torah means even the original moment of Nefile, there is no Ben. Mashein came, even the original moment of Nefile, there was Zike. But later on, the Zike was spoken. So later on, the Zikr could be revived. We could say that. It's not so reasonable. It's more mistaber like the Rashbo, but we could say that Teisves is Chelik and Rashbo. But there is a Raya before Eshes that Teisves also holds that in order that the Yisar Yishesach should be Poka, we don't even have to resort to the Kiyum Mitzvasim, even without the Mitzvasim. So the Nefila itself, the Zike, is Mafkir the Yisrael Shesach, without Kim Mitzvasim. So, there's Sefer Shetesves, at the beginning of Achilles. Now, there's a Machlekes, now we mentioned that several times. There is a machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan as to whether Ritzas bias muberes mo bie or bias muberes loish mo bie. And even though the general rule is that whenever there is a machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, so the aloha is like Rabbi Yochanan, but this machlekes is one of the three machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish where the aloha is, what the Gemara says, that the aloha is like Rish Lakish. So, Achilles li miberes vipil. Suppose that the Yivome is a miberes, and then he gave achlitze. So, and then she was mapping. So it turned out that she's kukaliv. It turned out that she had a miscarriage. If it turned out then that she had a viable child, so then the shaila doesn't even come up. So that means that she's not Skukalim in then. But suppose it turns out then that she had a miscarriage. So that means that ultimately she is Skukalim. But the Chlitza took place before the miscarriage while she was in Beres. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chlitza was a good Chlitza. Eben zurich lizmach. Rishlokish, Omar, zurich lizmach.